it's new in theory, it's still part of the global sugya in terms of Hanoa Bolo Yod Biakarcha. We've been talking about this for several weeks. The person ends up being Nana, the Dover also Banoa, but it wasn't the type of Banoa that he was really planning on getting. In the last couple of weeks, we spoke about that was the main thrust of the last couple of weeks. Now the Gemara also switches gears, and the Gemara presents a whole different spin on what the issue in the sugya is. I want to suggest that maybe we're talking about the following scenario, that really the person wasn't planning on coming and smelling the Chavos Pesach. That wasn't his goal, to go and stand in front of the Avodah Zarah and smell the Avodah Zarah. His goal was, he's walking on his way, but once he's already there, not so bad. Smells the Chavos Pesach. Can't say he's not miskaven. He's having a good time. Not so terrible. The only problem is that he has to go to a certain destination, and there's no other way to go. So that's what the Gemara calls mechavein v'lo efshar. That means that he is being mechavein. Now, again, here mechavein shouldn't be interpreted to mean that that's what his goal was. He didn't go to stand outside the cell door factory and chol hamoed and to smell the cake. That wasn't his initial goal. But once he's already driving on the major vegan, so he's from Riverdale, appreciate the marshal. So he's already driving on the highway. Not so good, not so terrible. On the other hand, he's got to go. There's no other way to go. All the other roads are closed. So the only way for him to go is through this highway. And by doing so, he's going to, in effect, be mechavein, to be nana. Is that a problem or not? So that becomes ultimately a machlekes Abayim Rava. What the din is. So at the top of Chavav and Aleph, Abayim tries to bring the fascinating raya that it should be okay. And it's going to be that raya and really the Rava's, almost the reputation that Rabbi make our sugya begin to live. So in the third line from the top of Chavav and Aleph, Amr Abayi, I'm going to prove to you that it's alright. Where do I know this from? The Sanya. Amr Alav of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. It was said about Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, She Yeshe Betzilo Shal Heichon, V'Doyresh Kol Yom Kula. That on Yom Tif, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, the Ksiv Shei Shiur, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, of course we know him from the time of the Churban, but he lived during the Beis Hamikdash period. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai used to say Shiur on Yom Tif, and it was a big crowd, and it was pretty hot. Whenever I see this Gemara, I always think of, when you're davening by the Kosel in the morning, so anyone knows, down by the Kosel, if you get there early, you're okay. If you start davening late, you start to sweat. So you have to be out of there by 9 o'clock in the morning, you've got to move indoors to the air conditioning part. So Rabbi Yochman Zaki, it was the same problem. It was hot in Yerushalayim in those days also. Rabbi Yochman Zaki used to say, Hashiach, people were schwitzing away. He used to get the shade from the Tzilo Shel Heichel. The shade, the Heichel was a pretty tall structure, so it provided a lot of shade, and that was all right. That was presumably okay. So Abaye says that practice of Yechman Zakai was exactly what we're talking about. If you're hochad de lo efshar, umichav in the shari. Now obviously Rabbi Yechman Zakai's plan wasn't to be nenem in a hektesh. That wasn't his goal. His goal was obviously to say shir. But once he's ready shir, he's ready saying shir, and everybody else is enjoying the shade, people are being mechavim. No one's going there just to cool down, but they are being mechavim to cool down. And even though to get hanah from the heichal presumably is nisar nadar, it's to be nenem in hektesh. What right do we have to be nedim and hektesh? So it must be the reason why it's mutter is because it's mechavim, but it's low efshar. Where else is there to say shir? Apparently, it wasn't a big enough room, a big enough space to say shir. So it must have been mutter based on the principle of low efshar and mechavim. That was a very fascinating raya from the story of Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. And Rava deflects the raya. For Rava Amashani heichal do tocho asoi. So heichal is different. Why is the heichal different? Because it's the tocho asoi. I mean, I know what the words mean, but I have no idea what the answer means. The words literally mean that the heichal is made for its internal part. Apparently, it's not made for its tzeil. Okay, but I'm still tachlis. The structure of the heichal was built with hektish money, so it's double kodesh. It's also banu, shaila may be ila. So, what kind of answer is that? That the heichal was made for the inside, not for the outside. Azma, therefore what? So there's a major machlokes that we showed him what exactly was Rava's deflection of Abaye's proof. So Rashi on the spot says, and the Gemara says, the Latochel Osoi. So Rashi says, V'ein hanos tzilo nesra, v'ein zed derechane osoi. So Rashi says this is a throwback to some of the previous figures. This is considered to be hanos shaloi kederech. If you ask a normal person, what's called being nene from the binyan of the heichel? So the heichel is not made to serve a shade. The heichel is made to go inside the heichel. So when I go inside the heichel, not I'm allowed to do it, I'm bringing kabbalah, I'm allowed to go into the heichel. But fact that I'm standing on the outside of the Heichal and I'm not Shmak, I'm cool, it's a hot Yerushalayim sun, and Baruch Hashem, I'm cooling down, I'm standing in the Shed Heichal. I'm a shogun, that's Shalaika Derech Hanoah. And that was Rabba's answer. So Shan Heichal del Tocha Wasoi is a code phrase for saying it's Hanoah Shalaika Derech. So when you read this Rashi, you already get the sense somebody has to disagree with this Rashi. Somehow those words of Tocha Wasoi somehow don't conjure up that image of Shalaika Derech. We know what the word Shalaika Derech means. Rabba should have said, Shani Hasam the Shalaika Derech. So it's almost a very poetic way of describing the principle of Shalaika Derech, which leads us to believe that probably a Rishon is going to say something else, and we shouldn't be too disappointed, because there is actually another Pshat in the Rishon. So the Rabbeinu Hananel on this Gemara. So Rabbeinu Hananel, the Dochi Rava, it's four lines into Rabbeinu Hananel. The Dochi Rava, Shani Hasam, the Heichal Atochel Asui, the Ein Kiddusha B'tzila. Says the Rabbeinu Hananel, that somehow the Hekdesh wasn't Chal vis-a-vis the Tzel. Now, that's a very difficult Hagdar the Rabbeinu Hananel is telling us. We usually think either an object is Kaddish or it's not Kaddish. So Rabbeinu Hananel sounds like he's telling us some very innovative idea in Hilchos Hekdesh, that you can almost be Makdish something for some purposes, and not Makdish for other purposes. So since the Kedusha, the whole point, the whole goal of the Heichal is to create the building, you should be able to do the Avoid inside the Heichal, so the goal is you have to make the Heichal out of Kodesh material, but it's only Kodesh vis-a-vis the inner makings of the Heichal, and somehow the use of it as an outside, as a shady purpose, somehow is never really Chal the Hekdesh altogether. So I'll admit that I don't really understand what the Rebbeinu Hananel is driving at. It's very hard, a very new concept for me. You can be makdish something almost lechatzoyin. It's hekdesh vis-a-vis usage A, but not hekdesh vis-a-vis usage B. But one thing I can tell you for sure, that Rebbeinu Hananel is not saying Rashi Pshat. That I can never say. Because if Rebbeinu Hananel meant Rashi Pshat, he should have said Rashi Pshat. So we have machlekes and Rishon here. We don't have absolute clarity in Rebbeinu Hananel, but we do have clarity in Rashi. We have difficulty textually with Rashi, and we see already that Rishon didn't want to go down Rashi's route.
Let's go back to Rashi. I don't understand Shalaika Derech. Isn't all Mehilah Shalaika Derech? What does it matter if it's Shalaika Derech? If I take a rock or I take part of the Mizbeach and I use it to pave a road.
That's Kederech of using a rock. That's the normal way to use a rock. It may not be the normal way to use a rock.
No.
The Shalaika Derech is defined by, if somebody sees you doing this, they'll say, this is a normal usage. Rocks are used to pave roads, rocks are used to buildings, rocks are used as a Mizbeach. Those are normal usages. Whereas the walls, the rocks and the wood and whatever went into the gold, went into making the Heichal. So most people don't think of buildings as serving a shade. You don't usually sit around to cool down in the tail of a shade.
If it was raining and someone went underneath the tent.
You mean if you went inside and used it as, so maybe that wouldn't be. So we're going to have to see. We're going to have to see as the sugya develops where the Shalaika Derech will break down.
Maybe Rabbeinu Hananel saying something a little bit simpler. Not that you could be mocked or something for one purpose and not the other purpose, but that the sale of an object is looked on as something different than the object itself. En kedusha b'tzelo, meaning the sale is not the object.
Sale is almost like a separate entity, kedusha b'tzelo. Maybe that's true. I don't know. It could be. Maybe it's true. Maybe. But Rashi is different. That's for sure. Rashi is different. So I want to understand what's in a kudus like is Rashi and Benachman. Why is Rashi so comfortable advancing this theory that both Shalaika Derech and the other thing is Kavaldic? And Rabbeinu Hananel is hesitating and not learning that pshat. What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So one could suggest that the Machlokes revolves about something that we spoke about last year, about that very tour of Shalaika Derech. If we go back to where the Gemara had for us the principles of Shalaika Derech, and we had it a little bit of Daf Chav Dalet, a little bit of Chav Hei Amud Beis. So there is a Gemara on Chav Hei Amud Beis that we have to reevaluate. If you haven't seen the Gemara in a while, you have to read this Gemara again. It's on Chav Hei Amud Beis. We have Mar Baravashi. It's about a third of the way down. First one in line is Sumak. So Mar Baravashi asked from the Ravina, Shayef Olabarte Beguharki de Orla. Mar Baravashi once saw Ravina that he was smearing on his daughter with these Orla stuff. Remember some Ashurandic treatment. He was trying to heal his daughter with something from an Orla tree, an Orla fruit. Amalei. So Mar Baravashi asked Ravina, Eima Dyam Rabbana Bishasa Sakana? Shlobisha Sakana Miyamur. True, we have a tour of Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. You can violate the Raises for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, but he was covered. Ravini, your daughter is not a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. So why is that? Why are you willing to be so lenient? So Amalei, so he responded, Ha'ishta Tzemirta Nami Kishas Sakana Damiya. That her particular condition was very serious, and it was Chashash of Sakana, and therefore was okay. Again, we'll leave it for the doctors, for the dermatologist, whoever wants to analyze what exactly that condition was. Ikedi Amri, it's the second Lashon that interests us more from now. Ikedi Amri, they also say that the response of Ravina was not that his daughter was a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, but rather the response was, Amalei, Midei Derech HaNokot Itta. I'm not doing it kedera. It's not kedera. To take an apple and smear an apple on your skin, it's a kedera. It's a chama shouldn't be a thing to do. And that's why it was permissible. So you see clear from this Gemara that according to the second lashon of the Gemara was assuming that she was not a chelesh yesh b'sakana. That's what changed between the first lashon and the second lashon of Pashtus. So in the first lashon, the Metzias was she was being treated as a safik chelesh yesh b'sakana. According to the second lashon, there was no sakana. The doctor said there's no chelesh b'sakana whatsoever. And it was still permissible because it was shalai kederech. So there is a major question in the Rishon how to read this Gemara. But the Gemara just told us that shalai kederech is okay, but let's not forget, what context was the Gemara talking about? Someone who was a choyla. The Gemara never said that you and I can do things shalai kederech. The Gemara just said, if a person is a choyla, albeit not a chalashi yesh b'sakana, it would have been yesh b'sakana, even their eyes would have been there. It's a chalashi ein b'sakana, so maybe we have a right to learn Pshat in this Gemara, that for a chaylish ein v'sakana, we lift certain isurim the rabbanon. And it could be that to use something, shalai kederech, is not a deraisa. That's true, the Gemara says in the Malkus, but it's still awesome in the rabbanon. So maybe this Gemara is just buying into that same pisman that we're familiar with, the doctors are very familiar with, this theme that exists very often on the Shabbos, sometimes in other areas of Halacha, things that are the rabbanon, very often are mutter for chaylish ein v'sakana. I won't say all the time, it's not even a personal rule. But very often, the Rabbanans are lifted for Chelesh Ein B'Sakanas, and maybe that's all the Gemara is saying here also. So in fact, the Rosh, in Maseches Pesachim, takes that approach. Rosh, if we take a look at the second para. It's on page Kukhov of the Bates, the Rosh. Yeah, assuming everyone's Gemara's have the same printing in the Rosh, right? So the second column, top of the second column. So the Ikad the Ami is calling this Gemara Hachi Abalei Midi Derech Anasa Kavidna. The Kame and the Lav Derech Anasa Kavidna, the Tzerech Refuah Mutter, Avabei Delays Bei Sekhana. So says the Rosh, the Gemara never said that Shalaki Derech is Mutter. The Gemara just said shalai kederech is not a deraisa, and for a chol it's okay. Aval shalom letzorech refuah, afilu shalai kederech and also. He says, where do we have a right to say that shalai kederech is a matir of a gamre, no such thing? And the Kavod Rabbi Yochanan in lokin alein aderech and also. Rabbi Yochanan earlier used the phrase that you don't get malchus shalai kederech, mashma malchus adelech ha'isur Rabbi Yehika. That malchus no, because there's no deraisa, but this is the rabbanan. Lechatchil it's still going to be. So the Rosh clearly put the brakes on this Gemara, put the brakes on the entire institution of shalai kederech. But unlike the Rosh, there are Rishonim.
The Rosh is saying also mean the Rabbanan.
If it would be the Raisa, then it would presumably be no heter of shalai bachum sakana. To be mocked, this is the Raisa. Shalai bachum sakana is very hard. We spoke about this a little bit earlier, but the Sefer Chinuch had that very unique possibility. But even that was highly unlikely. The Sefer Chinuch even meant that. So the Pasha from the Rosh is that the Raisa is Zichanat, Midrabanu it is, Makum Chayel and Mahatra. But there are Rishonim who disagree with the Rosh. There's a Tosus that pretty much disagrees with the Rosh. The Tosus in Maseches Kiddushin, should be on the Setman premise. The Tosus that we actually spend a lot of time talking about Lashik, also some of the students from Lashik coming back now. With the Mishnah, Nathan Vav, and Vav, and Kiddushin, listed off all the Yisuri had gone. Basically, in one fell swoop said, if you try to be Makadosh and Isha with Orlo, with Kilakarim, Bas Bechal, it said all the Yisuri had gone, ain't a Makadosh. It's finished. You can't be Makadosh and Isha with the Yisuri had gone for a variety of reasons. So Tosus, under Rabbaskal, have Makadosh for Orlo, and it was the bottom of the Rav of days, showed up in the Marmakomas. Yeah. Print out, it's kind of got the phones. Are with us? Okay. Josh gave us the nod. Okay. Because it's there. Okay, and in the Bava Vavei, the Makadosh Ba'orla, in Makadosh, it's Perush. The fee, she is her no, but the Yim Toiba, what's the Tarsus Kashi? The guy standing on the Mitzvah is Makadosh and Ishmael with Orla. So we say, Ein Makadosh, Yim Toiba, Fiktos, and Ein Makadosh. Hashor Lehonos Mimena Shalokidach and Asai. Give the Yom Pek, Kol Shah. Tarsus references the same Gemara which is read. That Shalokidach is what? Since Shalokidach is Mutter, so let the Kedusha be Chal. Because I'm giving her something that's worth something. So true, she can't eat the apple. True, she can't use the apple only, but she could use it to shmir her skin, she could use it in a mishnah way. So let the Kedusha be chal because of Shaloi Kederach. The Tais says, you're right, it will be chal because of Shaloi Kederach. Aye, what does the Mishnah mean? The Yeshloi Mar, the Kan Mari, the Lake of Shem Aprut, Alekdechan Asar. He gave a sachach, one apple. So the one apple is worth all of five cents. So to, if you would be Makadisha with the goof of the apple, with the ability to eat the apple, then we can call that a Kedusha. He's Makadisha with the ability to use it, Shaloi Kederach, how much is that going to sell for in the market? I have a pruta. He said, Ad Kedekach, it's not Kesef Kedusha. Or Inami, it says, Yeshloima, the Mari Shapit, Yeshava Pruta, Avshav Kedekach, or it's a big apple, and Shaloi Kederach is worth a lot of money. Because Makam Kevin Shev, Isha Svura, Sheyeshlo, Yohanes Nechan Osad, Vienna came, or some Chadait, and I'll make a chtos. This gives you another terrorist. He says that, Minochinami. If he would be upfront with her and say, listen, this is an apple, this apple is Orla, you can't get the fair market value for this apple because it's Asma Nof. What you could do with this apple is use it to shmir in your body, which would be worth 2.5 prutas, and that would be great. And then she says, wonderful, I'm willing to marry anyway. So show myself Mazel Tov and continue with the wedding. But he didn't tell her that. She thought she's getting a whole apple. But now we've learned Milsa that it was only an oil apple, and she thought she can use it to eat it. Now she can't, she's got to go sell it to shmir on herself, and even though she'll get 2.5 prutas out of that, but that's a chalachas bichas das, that's the reason why Ein Mekudesh. What a teretz. So we see that both days and days, both days from Tarsus were addressing the same issue and didn't question the issue. They both took the question with the utmost seriousness that let Shhar be Mekudeshes because of Hanosh, look at Hanosh, look at that, it's worth the Pruta. So which one teretz of Tarsus said, it's Hachalmai skin, it's not Kim to Teretz, it's not worth the Pruta. And the second teretz is also Shtikalo Kim to Teretz, it's not worth the Pruta. At least that Hanwine said she thinks it's worth more. But so Judas, wait. If it's also by Nomit the Rabbanon, so then I know exactly what she's getting Mekudeshes. Because everybody knows back from Psach HaDoch of Aleph. Mekadesh, Bisur, the Chometz, the Rabbanon, Shals, the Rabbanon, remember that? Ain't Mekudeshes. So why did Tyson even formulate the Kasha? Tyson's formulated the Kasha, he got through this Terrence, the Nanam Terrence, he doesn't do it, that Terrence, this will give me that. Why did Tyson stop and say, it's a bad Kasha? It's also with the Rabbanon. That's to be the Mekadesh Bisur, not the Rabbanon of Menashes. So you see, this Tyson's that Tyson's understood that it's Amish Mutter. That Shaloi Kederach is a Matir. Shaloi Kederach is Mutter Lachatchila, not Mutter B'Pshas Al-Chach for the Chodesh Eves together. It's Mutter Lachatchila, Shaloi Kederach. So we just created one. We discovered Machlokes Rishonim. We dug up a Rosh in the second part of Pesachim, dug up a Tyson in the second part of Kedushim, and we realized it's Machlokes Rishonim. Just how far did the Gemara go when it said that Shaloi Kederach is quote unquote mutter? Did it mean mutter malach? It meant just mutter in those unique cases of Chodesh Eves. Could that be the root of the Machlokes Rashi Ben Chanan? Could that be part of the reason why Ben Chanan didn't want to go down Rashi's route? What did Rashi say? Rashi said that to justify Rabbi Yechim and Zachai did, he was sitting under the Eichel, and everyone sitting, 1,000 people sitting under the Eichel, all enjoying the Gishmak, beautiful shade and hot Yishalayim sun. And Rashi said, you know why it was okay? Because of the Shalom Kedah, and therefore it's okay, and therefore it's Mutter. Therefore it's Mutter. The Ben Chanan says, Mutter? Who says Mutter? There's no Gemara that says it's Mutter. So maybe the reason why Ben Chanan deviated from Rashi's Pshat and came up with whatever Ben Chanan meant, we're not sure, but the reason why he didn't go down Rashi's route, because Rashi was assuming that Shalom Kedah is Mutter of Lagamre. Rashi was assuming, like his grandchildren, like the Balei Taisus, that Shalom Kedah is Mutter Lachachilah Shalom Chachilah. Whereas Ben Chanan may have been of the opinion, that preceded the Rashi for quite some time, but maybe he was of the opinion that there's no justification to be Matal Lachachilah Shalom Kedah. Shaloi Kederach at best is not a deraisa, but still a derabanan. That wouldn't have permitted Rabbi Yechon Tzadkai to do what he did. So maybe that's what was bothering Rabbi Yechon.
Is there a difference because in the Heichel case you weren't Kolchis from Hekdesh at all? Versus the case here where presumably if you're using it to shmir on your...
Okay, so the truth is that in terms of maybe perhaps the Ela proper, that may or may not make a difference, but In terms of the Isra and No, there really is no difference. The Isra and No can be violated even if nothing happens to the object. What we just did now is that we almost pushed Rashi into Tosis' camp, which is not the popular opinion. The Rishon, most Rishon didn't hold that Tosis. So we just stuck Rashi into that camp. Maybe we pull Rashi out of the camp. Why? What did the Rush tell us? The Rush told us that there's a Nisa Derabanan for Shelo Kedesh, right? There's an official form of Nisa Derabanan, but we have precedent that they lifted that Nisa Derabanan. We know that there are times when Chazal were willing to look the other way for the Nisa Derabanan. So it was a type of a Nisa Derabanan that's nitan to be matir. What was some of the justifications to be matir? If it's Chedesh Eber Sekhana. So comes Rabbi Shem from the Ran, it says, well, you know, if Chazal lifted the Nisa Derabanan for Mokm Chayla, maybe there were other justifications that they were lifted in. You want to hear a good justification? You've got 10,000 people who are standing outside the base of Mikdash waiting to hear a shiur, and the ekdash is not working. It's hot, and they're schwitzing. And if you don't let them sit down and tell a heichal, everyone's going to leave. So comes the rabbi and says, that's a tzorichin rabbi, tzorichin mitzvah, you don't have to hear the shiur from the rabbi. What the? So maybe that's a justification. Maybe that's enough of a reason. So it could be that Rashi agrees to the Rush, that there is a Nisad Rabbanan, but we have precedent, they were mafid, that was the Ravina story with the Guhar Kish Orla, and maybe they were mafid for Yechman Zahai also. So just because Rashi learns that Shalok Kederach is mutter, doesn't mean it's a lot mutter with a hadron, the Chachish Rav and Chila. It could be all it means is that it's mutter in extenuating circumstances, and maybe this qualifies as extenuating circumstances. So, Akopanim, we're not quite sure whether Rashi is absolutely tied to the Balei Tosis, or whether Rashi could potentially live in the world of the Rush, but we're suspecting that Rabbeinu Chananel didn't want to go down this route. Rabbeinu Chananel thought, there's a real decision of Rabbeinu here, but no reason to say it's Mutter. Let's go with a better interpretation of the Gemara. Rabbi Tzul Shul Heichel, not the Kaddish Rabbeinu of the world, that interpretation is. The Rabbi said there may be something else that's going on. There may be something behind the scenes here. To Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, that's almost more fundamental than some of what we've been talking about up to now. This tour of Shelo Kederach, great, Kabbalika, wonderful tour. The Gemara itself already put the brakes in this tour back on Daf Chavdala. We already spoke about this a lot. The Gemara Daf Chavdala of the day tells us that there are a few cases here and there that Shelo Kederach just doesn't help you. Shelo Kederach is not math. What were some of the examples? To go back to Chodal of the days. So Amr Abayi, it's towards the end of the Daf, it's about 10 lines or so from the bottom. The last word was Amr. So Amr Abayi. Remember we learned this. Last year, Kol Maidim Bikili HaKerem, Shaloikin Alein Afilu Shaloikin Derech HaNa'asan. Everybody agrees that when it comes to the issue of Kili HaKerem, the Nana from grapes and wheat and barley that were planted together, so it's awesome in Atar, not only to plant, but it's also not to be nana from it. Everybody agrees, that's also even Shelo Kederach and awesome. My time up, Bishom Glok Sibu Achila, because it doesn't say the magic word Achila. So when it doesn't say Achila, the only matir, Shelo Kederach, is the word Achila. The word Achila conjures up the image of Kederach. The absence of the word Achila, there's no hetter of Shelo Kederach. The Isser of Kili HaKerem is formulating the term by Loshen Pendikta Shemaleya. The Torah never says Pentochal, Lo Sochal. So therefore, Kili HaKerem Betach Asa Shelo Kederach Minat Torah. Who remembers the other example? The other exception?
Asa Lechalov.
Those are the two examples that appear in the Gemara. Don't remember the third one that we spent time talking about on the Gemara? Yom Kippur went this up. Remember the Shevet Machlis Shavisai and others. Yom Kippur also doesn't say Achila either. But in the Gemara proper, all you have is Kili HaKerem and you have Asa Lechalov. Now wait a second, now we have a problem with Rashi. Because if Rashi's right that the tour on the Chavav is the tour of Shelo Kederach, then obviously the Issa that we're addressing must have said the magic word Achila in Chumash. Because if the magic word Achila is not there, then the whole tour of Shelo Kederach is gonna fall by the wayside. So we must be certain that the Issa that we're talking about, whatever that Issa is, the name of Echol, has to say Achila. It's got to say the magic word Achila there. If not, then Rashi Pshat is mamish, is out the window. We can't go down Rashi's route. So we have to take a step back. Well, what Isser are we talking about? What was that Isser of being Nenem and Tzela Heichel that we talked to discuss intelligently whether it says Achila, we don't know what the Isser is. So what is the Isser to be Nenem and Heichel? What's the Isser to be Nenem and Achnem and Ver? What's the name of the Isser? So we're all going to say Me'ila, then a challenge on that. That's the knockdown mitzvah. Okay, here we're not knocking anything down. Okay, back to your knocking down story. So you can tell me, Mi'ila. So a child does. You also get about Korah and a child. Which parsha does the Torah speak about Mi'ila in? Parsha is Vayikra. What does the Torah say there? Davishel Moshe Lema, Nefesh, Kisimo Mal, Chot, Abishkaga, Mikachi, Hashem, Darum. The Torah tells you, if you use Hekdesh, this is what happens to you. There's something radically missing. You're blatantly missing there.
Yes, sir.
Does it say you're not allowed to use Hekdesh? Now, we know, come on, we know the Torah says to be a Korban for it must be Usur, but it doesn't say it in the Chumash, at least in Pasha's Zikr, it doesn't say it. So if we're trying to have an intelligent conversation, whether it says Achila, like Avila, we didn't even know where it says Mila in the first place. I mean, the fact that the Torah says if you didn't bring a Korban, that's not going to help us. So what we really have to ask ourselves is, well, how do you know you're not allowed to be moil over there? Like, don't use Hekdesh for purposes of our needs. Where does it say that in the Chumash? If we figure out where in the world it's at, then we have a fighting chance to see where the word Achil appears or not. So we're not the first ones to be sensitive to this. Taisus already is bothered with this cash. Taisus and the Chavav of an Alam with the Pesachim already raises the red flag on us. Pesha Kuntris, top Taisus. What does it mean, Shana Hedel, the Taisus, also Pesha Kuntris? The Ein and Ostil and Eseras, Shain the Derech and also. So Shalok and Derech, straight out of Rashi. Vim Timer asks Taisus, Bahalok Sivachila. It doesn't say Achila in the Pasha of Me'ilim, Pasha of Me'ikra. V'afilush l'kederach hanoye asar, following in the footsteps of Kilei Kerem and Bas B'cholav. So let's just put together Rashi's Kran Chavav with the Gemara Dach of Dal and says, hey, wait a second, we're missing the main word, missing the key word. The key phrase Achila is lacking, which leads us to believe that the whole Rashi's Pshat is not correct. So Tosfos is searching for Lashon. They're going up and down the Chumash looking for the word Achila. So listen to where Tosfos found the word Achila. The Yesh Leimar. The Me'ila Yafinon Chet Chet Mitruma. There's a Gzeri Shava out there called Chet Chet Mitruma. It happens to be correct what Tosfos says, that the word Chet appears by Me'ila, Chot HaBishkav, Chot HaShem, and the word Chet appears by Truma, V'losiso Lo Chet Arun Chav Chav Man Pashas Korach. So yes, it's true, there is a word Chet here, and there's a word Chet here. Number two, yes, there is a Gzeri Shava. There's an official Tosh of Apeh, Ish Mepish HaMar Shemen, a Gzeri Shava Chet Chet, that we compare some of the dinim of Me'ila from Truma. One of the details of the dinim that we compare, actually, Me'ila and Truma, Gemara says in Kedushin, that normally there's a rule of Ein Shlichat Va'Aveira. You can't appoint a shalich to an aveira. If you're one of the exceptions, the rule is me'ila. If I tell you to go be nenem and hektesh, I have to bring the korban. Why a shalich to aveira? Chet chet mitruma. The Gemara has a half a dozen other details of halachas that emanate from the gzeir shava chet chet mitruma. Every single statement of the Gemara about the chet chet mitruma is about when you do bring a korban me'ila and when you don't. If you violated me'ila in the following way, based on the details of chet chet mitruma, whatever that means, whatever the details of the Masechet Mila are, so yes, there's a Zer Shavah Chet Chet Mitruma. Tosfos just took the Zer Shavah Chet Chet Mitruma and went one step further. Tosfos says, you know where the Vaynaver Shema Moshe Leibor not to be Nenim and Hektish is? Chet Chet Mitruma. Just as the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat Truma, I'm the Yisroel Chozal, you're not good, I can't eat Truma. No one's allowed to eat Kodesh. Only the Torah's matter claim to eat Kodesh. But regularly, so if you're not a Kohen, if you don't have the special hat to eat Kodesh, the Chozal Yechon Kodesh. You're not allowed to eat Kodesh. So just as you're not allowed to eat Kodesh or eat Truma, Chet Chet Mitruma teaches me you're not allowed to eat Hekdesh. Or you're not allowed to be Nenim Hekdesh. You can't use Hekdesh for your own personal needs. That's all Nichlol and the Gzeri Shava Chet Chet Mitruma. Now again, Tosfos didn't make up the words. Tosfos didn't make up the Gzeri Shava. But Tosfos did make up the application. Tosfos said that it must be that the makkah for the yisur of Me'ila must be from Chet Chet Mitruma. Now what's the great advantage of this Tosfos? So Tosfos says, Mitruma k'siv achila. This Tosfos, shteit achila. Kavaldik. Tosfos says, Baruch Hashem, we discovered America. We discovered the word achila. Shalom Yisrael. Of course, the Tosfos is highly questionable because there is no such gemara that says this. I mean, again, the Gzeri Shava does appear, but in the way Tosfos applied it, no such gemara. So we're not convinced that this is a mahar. We don't want the whole Rashi to hinge only on this Tosfos. We're still searching for the other possible mahar, and the other possible mahar may or may not disappoint us if we find the word achila in there. So good. good place to look is the Rambam. Where would we possibly think to look? Now, where to find Yisra Me'ila? Probably not because Me'ila. Probably the opening of Allah. We would expect the Rambam in the very beginning because Me'ila to tell us something about the topic. So put it on the center of the Thomas. So the Rambam opens up Hilchos Me'ila, like Aleph Lach Aleph, with basically quoting both parts of the Ila. He speaks about the Isser, and he speaks about the Korban rolled into one. So, Asa lehedjel lehonas mikachi Hashem, bein midvar makrev agav mizbeach, bein mikachi berikavayis. So one thing the Ram says, he opened up with the big letters Asa, in bold letters Asa, the Isser of the Ila. And then, by the way, v'chal enena misham abrut, mikachi Hashemo, then you should just know that if you did it, you violated an Ila, and you have to bring a Korban. Okay, good. But now the Ram has to explain himself a little bit more. Where did he get this from? So the Parshas Me'ila to be Chayv HaKarban, you don't need the Ram to tell you, that's the Super Parshas Me'ila. But how do you know that there's an Isser? So look at the Rambam in Halacha Gimel. Correct? Aleph Halacha Gimel. Kol HaMoel B'Zadon, what if a person violates Me'ila B'Mezid? Now it's interesting that the Karban Me'ila is in fact brought only if it was B'Shayyeh, the Chata B'Shkara. But the Isser is violated B'Mezid, and if you violate Me'ila B'Mezid, guess what? Loike. It's like any other verse in the Torah. You have to pay also. And finally, the Ram says, "V'as hara shal me'ila." And where did this as hara come from? V'ishteite in chumash in al adi mayel. Listen to the Rambam's mocher. Shenema lo sucha lecho b'sharecha masar degoncha b'gema masar degoncha b'tivash chomit zerecha chomas b'chav zerecha b'divaser something like that. From the recha b'divaser. Okay, give or take. The passing passage for A. The Torah says, you're not allowed to just stop eat Maisa Shem, in the middle of nowhere. You're not allowed to just stop eat Nidorim and eat your Kabbalahs in the middle of nowhere. If you were Machdish something, see, the Torah says, bring it to the base of Mikdash, don't just eat it. So what's that person talking about? Unidarecha. Don't eat your Nidorim. What does the word mean? So we have Pia Shmuel Lomdu. The Ram says we have a tradition based on the Gemara says Machas. Shezu Ashara Lo'oichel Nibsar Ola. That word, lo sucha lecha b'sharecha nidarecha, means don't partake of the meat of a korban oila. You bring an oila to the Beis HaMikdash, you shecht it, you're about to put it in the mizbech, and a guy wants to take a bite of it. How do you know that's also? So true, he's mafato the mitzvah itself. It's a mitzvah lechachiv, it's the same in the Torah, we mark to the oila. But how do you know you have malchus? We shteit you have malchus for eating the oila. So the Rambam claims that that's what the Gemara Malchus meant. This is what the Gemara Malchus says, but the Rambam extends it. That lo sucha lecha b'sharecha mipia shmolam. Mipia shmol always has the connotation with ish b'pia shal ma'ishrovenu. We have a tradition that the meaning of that pasuk is referring to the unique issur being oichel tzar oila. Okay, what does it have to do with using a rock of the Beis HaMikdash? That's all about eating the tzar oila. Ram continues. For hu adin, now this is read in the Gemara Machas, so this is read in Ram talking. Hu adin l'shar kol kodesh shul Hashem levado. So says the Rambam, if you think about it, why is it that I can't eat an oila? What's wrong with eating an oila? The answer is because an oila belongs to the Hashem. So any time you eat or partake, for that matter, of anything that belongs to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the Rambam continues, bein mikachi mizbeach, bein mikachi berikabayis, inenem emesher puta loike. If you violated any achilu or anoa fun adavar kadosh, you violated the isra in the Torah lo sucha b'shalecha b'sharecha b'darecha. So this is not Tosfos. Then stretch of imagination. Tosfos was taking the pre-existing Zerah Shavah and extending it out of the realm of the Korban Me'ila to the Isser Me'ila. The Rambam is taking a pre-existing Drasha about Ola and saying, oh, that must be the Memetzi, that must be the Binyan, that must be the source, the illustration for Kol Tar Kula, all other Isurim of Hekdesh. So both Tosfos and the Rambam are grappling with the same problem. You see, they're both struggling with the same problem that we know there's an Issa to be Mal. Who are you kidding? Of course we know there's an Issa to be Mal. The Gemara says, later on, Pesach, Hamoel, the Mezid is like it. So we know there's some kind of a lab out there.
It's a lav shabakos, according to Rambam.
What?
Is it a lav shabakos, according to Rambam?
But the Rambam probably holds that word in the Recha is written only for that. There are other things in that possible. Maybe that word, maybe that's not a classic lav shabakos. Because it's separate and distinct from that. Lav shabakos is when there's one phrase that includes 15 other things. So that means a lot of things. Yeah, the derecha means ayla. And then from ayla we extrapolate all the things which, it's the same issa. It's one issa. It's not, that's a little bit different than osochama. So both Tosfos and the Rambam are struggling really, really hard. They have to get Lahamut. Everyone's got to get out of this maze. We know where we got to get to. We must, the concluding place, the exit must be, we discovered, and this is their Isa, the carries with it Malchus. The problem is, there's no Gemara, it says what the Pasuk is. So, neither Tais and the Rambam are going to make up a Pasuk Yesh Me'ayim. So, each one took a pre existing din, and said, that must be what Chazal referred to. That must be the phantom of Malchus for being Nana. The good news is that, Dein Lefi Tais Ben Lefi Rambam, what magic word does it say? Achil. So, it could be the sigh of relief. The Raivit on that Rambam, Kavetz, Om Avram, Pshut the Mizo, he bit Truba Sakadosh and Losaychel. Says the Raivit, I made a Pasuk. You can't eat truma. This truma is a chadash v'losaychel, which is basically taisus in effect. So the rabbi thought it was pshut, the rabbi thought it was wrong. But okay, whatever you want to call it, everyone, for our purposes, for psach and chavah, we end up in the same place. Baruch Hashem, we discovered a lashon achila. Or did we? Does everybody buy into lashon achila? Or is there reason to believe there's another possibility out there? Neither taisus the rabbi was muchrach. Is there another possible Isser out there that we're perhaps missing? So there is a Shittim Kubetz that I put on the Mamu Kamis. Shittim Kubetz says, it appears in Maseches Menachos. It was the tiny, tiny print Bar Mokom. It was there somewhere. In the back of Maseches Menachos, so there's actually on the side, running Perush on the side of Menachos is comments of the Shittim Kubetz. And then whatever they couldn't fit on the side, so they stuck in the back. Should I just find it in this? Okay, put it's the Shmatos Meshita Mekubetzes. Listen to why they were left out of the main page. It says in the Farish. Says on the top, Shinishbitu Megillion Hadaf. They were left out of the margin. Kilohi Chilam Hagillion. There was not enough room on the Gillion for the printer. The printer's apologizing. You shouldn't think these are any secondary comments. They just you had to cut somewhere, so cut out these lines. So you have it. It's a tiny, tiny print on the. You didn't come through with it.
It was
just
one page.
What?
It was just
one page.
No, on the bottom. There are four pictures. Yeah.
Oh, those are old.
Those are old ones. Those are old ones?
No,
on the list, it's listed there.
No, it didn't come in the picture?
No, it was just the one picture of the Tosfos. That was it.
What? Mm-hmm. The Rambam wasn't on the list?
No.
It was on the list.
It wasn't on the picture?
It's on the list, not on the picture.
So what was on the picture?
It's the Tosfos.
It's
the Tosfos.
It's the Tosfos. That's it?
Yeah, it was
the check my phone after I sent them. I sent them all the pictures. Okay. All right.
We won't mention any names of who sent them.
Did I send a picture of Lima Science Experiment? I had like 40 pictures that today, also I wasn't sure who I sent them what to. Okay. Not the marshmallow, it was another science experiment, but not a halachic experiment. Okay. So I'll read it to you. The Shittim Kubetzes is commenting on a Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara talks about using a shofar of a korban. I think we're back at the Chachas, I take a shofar shel olah, shofar shel shlomim, can it be yaitzei, not yaitzei. So the Shittim Kubetzes says that clearly the issue there is some kind of a deraisa, a problem. There's some potential hanah deraisa. I'll get rid of the yaitzei's love. The hanah's thinking maybe if you change it, we're not learning Rosh Hashanah right now. But there's some deraisa that you're involved in using something that you're not supposed to be using, using some davar shelaitzish. Upirish haram, the ika isura deraisa. There's a Torah prohibition. This is the raisa to use a davar shel hekdesh. Mite dahave akonamos. What's the yisur? It's the violation of the darim. Sherei matfis kikar b'shlomim v'ochloi over v'vayachel. Says, imagine if a person would say that this piece of bread should be like this carbon, which is a classic neder. He says, this bread should be like this carbon. And if you went ahead and you ate the bread, what abe would be called violating? Well, Yachal Devaro, violated his words. So says the Shittim Kubetzes, Madach, if you say that the bread should be like the Shlomim, and you eat the bread, you offer Bal Yachel. So listen to this, the Kavach Haimim. Says, it's hard to find this letter, what's the size of it? Where is it? So he says, Uchamoichem b'shlom gufayu ikesa de lo Yachel. Says the Shittim Kubetzes, if you dedicate something to the Beis Hamikdash, you are makdish an animal to the Beis Hamikdash, what that means is you took a neder to treat it like the Kedusha. That's what the words mean. I raise a shlava means I'm going to treat it like a shlava. Treating it like a shlava means bringing it as a korban. Doesn't mean to ride it, doesn't mean to use it, doesn't mean to eat it, doesn't mean to use it for your own benefit. When you're makdish a stone to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, that means I'm makdish to bring it to build the heichal with it. If you go ahead and use it to pave a road, you violated your words. But the issa that we slap you with is lo yachol devara. No different than the person who violates his neder or shvua. That's the issa of Meila. It's a whole new world. It's a whole new world, says the Shema. It's a whole new world. Clearly the Rambam and Tosfos didn't buy into that. But now, how is that Chitvu Gubet is going to affect us? It's going to have some serious effect on us. Why? What's that chilud? Is that worth that chilud? It's lo yachol devaro. That's bad for us. Because lo yachol devaro, which doesn't carry with it the lashon of achiva, is going to translate to mean an issa d'oraisa, even shaloi kederach. It's going to have another example on that list of Bas Mechalav, Kili Akerem, maybe Yom Kippur. It's going to be another list of Yisurim Deraisa without the magic word Achila, without the magic Torah, Shalai Kederach. So could it be that that's the root of the Machlokes between Rashi and Hasugya and Ben Chanano? We thought that the Kudus of Machlokes is a Machlokes on a level of the Rabbanon. Everyone agrees that in a Torah, Shalai Kederach shouldn't be Mutter by Hektesh. That's when we first started off. But the Raisa, there was no Machlokes Rashi Ben Chanano. Everyone agrees that Shalai Kederach is a Matur Ben Torah. The machlekes where Rashi was willing to go the extra mile and say it's mutl chatchila, is Rashi helped. Shlok yederach is mutl chatchila. Or at least mutl chatchila, but mokum tzorvel. Because Rabbi Nechanan thought there was some kind of misadir upon him here. Now we're taking a step back and saying, no, the Rukunis machlekes Rashi Ben Chanan is much more profound than that, much deeper than that. The machlekes is, it's hektesh and iser, that's a neat done to the p'tur of shlok yederach. So Rashi says, absolutely it is. Rabbi Nechanan says, absolutely it's not. And what would that machlokes depend upon? Is hektesh belong in the chaz and the veila category, or in the kira kambas b'chalav category? It boils down to the machlokes of Rishayim, Taisin and Ram against Shishim Kavetus. What is the ultimate machlok for the Isser being dana than a hektesh? So let's take this machlokes now, Shishim Kavetus again, we'll call it Taisin and Ram one step further. We think of any reason why the other Yisharim veered away from the Shita, machudish to the Shita, but any reason why some Rishon just couldn't buy into the Shita. Impossible to buy into the Shita. Let's think for a minute. Imagine that the Isser, the only Isser, Hapamigal goal of being Nanim and Hektish is based on the three magic words, Loyachal Devarim.
It doesn't make an Isser for everybody else.
Oh. Hektish is not just for the Makdish. If you're Makdish a stone and I use it, I'm also Chayim B'ilu. So Bishlam and Hechas Lidarim, I understand Loyachal Devarim. Like the marshal, he said, if I make the bread like the carbon, so I can't eat the bread, that is l'yachal devara. I said I'm going to treat the bread like kodesh, and I'm not doing it, I'm eating it for lunch, that's l'yachal devara. But if I'm makdish the stone, and you pave the road with it, why you chayim b'ilu? That's the din. No one can have your argument. It's double kodesh, not my. Someone's makdish the stone, nobody's allowed to use the stone. So if the sheep who gets this right, it's not l'yachal devara. It's l'yachal devara to me.
So you have to say there's an objective standard, like we said by the case of Shlomim. If a person who's a Shlomim, there's an objective standard associated with it, and that would fall under the category of Le'achal Dvar.
But it was my deep, I didn't open my mouth.
But all Klal Yisrael sort of going with
Klal Yisrael, a raven, and all of that. So what do you mean, say more than that, say more than that, say more than that. So what the Shiva Kibetz is telling you is something profound about the Yisrael of Le'achal Dvar. What is he telling us? So there's a major machlekes that we showed in Maseches Nedarim. It happened to have also been on. Of the supposed Maramacha, but okay, so we'll say about that. This Machlekes Rishon is the following. Forget about Hektish. Back to Nedarim. Classic one. In Nedarim, a person can take a neder to ask a bread on himself, but he can do something else also. He can take a neder to ask for his bread on somebody else also. Reuben can say to Shimon, I don't want you eating in my house. My chont is also to you. My bread is on you. My cake is on you. You don't come to my house. Reuben has the ability to do that. Reuben can't make Shimon's bread also in Shimon. That's impossible. The Gemara says, Ein adam oseh perosah shechaveh chaveh, but adam oseh perosah shechatzlo chaveh. A person can't take a net to ask his property on the animal of somebody else. That's the Shnayas, very Shmosach Mudar, that's called Mudar Hanor, it's not even a Shaila, such a concept exists. So he asked me a very technical question. Even when Reuben does such a stuff, when he takes a nether that his bread should be us at the Shimon, and Shimon goes ahead and eats that bread, Shimon Chaim Alpas. He wasn't supposed to eat that bread, Chaim Alpas. What I'm asking is, did he violate Lo Yachal Devaro? So come some Rishonim and say, absolutely not. That's not Lo Yachal Devaro. You know why? Because it wasn't what? It wasn't his Nibor. And you give you a big surprise, which Rishon says at the Rambam. The Rambam says, you can't make Shimon Chayef of Lo Yachal Devaro. He didn't take the nether. What do you want from him? I'm not saying he could do it. I'm not saying he should eat that. But to give him malchus, how can you say with a straight face, don't eat that bread, it's a violation of Lo Yachal Devaro? The guy says, I didn't open my mouth. It's Lo Yachal Devaro. And the Ran, in the second Adarm, in the second practice, disagrees with the Ran. The Ran says, no. Shimon is in full-fledged violation of Lo Yachal Devaro. You know why? Because Danny's right. Because you know what Lo Yachal Devaro means? The Ran is a Lashon. Lo Yachal Devaro, a Dibur Koi. Lo Yachal Devaro means, there's an Isser for me to be Mechal a Dibur, even if it wasn't my Dibur. It's a different translation of the phrase. Article translation is different according to the Rambam and the Ran. According to the Rambam, when the Torah says, Lo Yachal Devaro, that means, you cannot do an action that's Mechal the Dibur that you uttered. According to the Ran, no. You cannot do an action that's Mechal a Dibur that was uttered. Doesn't matter if you were the one who uttered it. If you do an action that causes a chil adibur, that's the Yisrael Echad Devaray. So now that we understand why there's no way in the world the Rambam could have said the Shibuk Betz is pshat in the Yisrael of the Ilah Behekdish. If you're going to expect the Rambam in Uchas Be'ilah to say it's also Yisrael Echad Devar, forget it. Because the Rambam l'shitas of Uchas Nedarim, the Rambam holds the Yachal Devar means you are Dibur, not Yenem, not somebody else's Dibur. So if the Rambam would have held like the sheet, he would have been led to the absurd conclusion, Hekdesh, the Yisrael is only for me. Only the things that I have Makdash, which is ridiculous. That's absurd. So the Rambam looked at me and said, well, the Ilah applies to everybody, even not to the Makdash. So obviously the root is not going to go through the Yachal Devar. It's got to be based on something else. What's the something else? Let's look around. Let's search. Let's find something. The Rambam dug up a pasuk. Tosfos dug up a different pasuk. The Shibuk Betzos is only comfortable to say that Lo Yachal Devaro is the ultimate source of the Yisrael Nenem and Hekdesh because he most probably, certainly held like the Ran, that that's also called Lo Yachal Devaro. So that Shibuk Betzos is gevaldig with a big chiddush. It's totally the Rochak is the Ran in the Ran. So we know the dust settles getting back to Pesach Adar Chavav. So we have a Gemara that says, Shani Yechel Lotocho Osu. So we have Rashi's Pshat, Shaloi Kederach. We have Rashi's Tazis Pshat, Shaloi Kederach. We have the Hamado, something else. It's not Shaloi Kederach. What was in the previous machlokes? Either it was a machlokes on a level of the Rabbanon. Is there a pre-existing issa the Rabbanon shloka derech or not? And if there is, maybe we can be matter under extenuating circumstances. Maybe this qualifies extenuating circumstances. But maybe the machlokes Rashi and derech or not was much deeper than this, much more profound than this. With the machlokes above the Raisa, is there p'tua shloka derech when we're dealing with the issa of Me'ilah? And what does that depend upon? So we know the rules about it. We know the conditions. It all depends on the magic word. Yechila no achila. Is there a chila? Nah, depends what you think the makar is. Is that a makar with a chila? Ram had a makar with a chila? Rai had a makar with a chila? And the Shibu Gubet says, no, there's no chila. Never said a chila. Never worried about a chila. And that machlokes may very well impact on the machlokes Ram and the Ram Nechus Tadar. So far, so good. So far, we have different biurim in the Rishayim. That Shani Hechel and Tocha also, everything's okay. It could be the start for me. Until we go back to Tosis. Back to Tosis on the top of Chofa Hudna. So I said, we just got finished saying that Shalai Kederach, to sit and enjoy Geshmak or the shade of the Heichel, is Shalai Kederach. So, Frektizes. We left off the fourth line. The Hada also Perkolat Slomim, there's a Gemara of Edizar that says, Leishev Tachas Asheira. There's a Mishnah that says, you don't let us sit under the shade of the Asherah tree. Why not? Why can't you sit under the shade tree? Because it's also about no. But wait a second. Isn't that called Shalai Kederach?
No, the tree is made for shade.
So the answer is Taisus. Nah, Taisus says, come on. You should be a shade with the Tzela Suvi, Derech HaNach. Says Taisus, a guy, it's hot. The person is looking for shade. I'm going to sit under a building. I'm a shade. Guy's going to sit under the tree, shade of a tree. That's normal to sit under the shade of the tree. So Tarsus says the kasha wasn't really such a good kasha. Tarsus is pasha that was also because of Shalai Kederach. Taisa would have just stopped there, would have said, good, very simple. The Ode, says Taisa, is another teretz. The Gabi Avodah Zorah looks in Achila. Says Taisa, but I'll give you another answer. Even if you're going to argue with me, you tell me that some of our tree is also Mashunah, that people don't sit on the trees for shade. Even, I don't think you're right, so I think my first answer is good, but even if you're going to kvetch and argue and drain me about that, so the Ode, the Gabi Avodah Zorah don't work, it doesn't say Achila anyway. So therefore, in Ishala Kederach, maybe, Kanzayin, I'm going to play devil's advocate, Ishala Kederach, and still, there's a distinction. So Tosh just told us two things. Tosh just told us two differences between Heichel and Avodah Zarah. One difference is, one's normal, one's not normal, and it's almost a Metzias difference, and the other is a halachic difference, one Shteit Lash Nechila, one Shteit Nish Lash Nechila. So far, so good. The problem with Tosis is that the Va'od is so obvious, you have to wonder why Tosis drained us a cup with the first answer. Why did Tosis drain us with the Metzias, the Ishe, not Shay, the Isnum, not normal? Tosis is writing, Tosis is not giving you a way to figure out how to cool down the sun. Tosis is telling you, Psach Aloha. Tosis should have said, the Kasha is a silly Kasha. The Gabi Avodah Zarah looks in the Achila. Isn't that obvious? Doesn't say Achila by Dam Shemashim, don't eat Avodah Zarah. Doesn't say Achila. To make matters even worse, the Tosis in Avodah Zarah, I didn't put this on the Rambam. I'm saying, here we go, Tosis in Avodah Zarah. Isn't that how Tosis formulates this test in Avodah Zarah? That's the exact same Kasha. Lo yeshiv b'tzila, the top of him has the base. For lo dobe netzil shel heichol. To hosom heichol esocha osu, v'al asheira asu v'tzel. Like the beginning. Listen to this one. Inami. Chumra di avedis kechavim shayni. We want to be extra carefully special, but it's all we want to stay far away from. So it's a chumra. Now you say a losh like that, chumra di avedis shayni, that translates in my mind to mean a lot. It means a dirabonin, right? Some kind of chumra midirabonin or something. And this is not a chumra dirabonin. This is a nisidir aisa. This is like killer karen bas b'chalaf. What's the mock when you can't be nana mevarizor? Where does it say a losh nechid? It's not the same b'chalaf. There are actually two makaris in the chumra shayna. Now I'll be nana from mevarizor. We spoke about this earlier on. The atzei sheir sig is last year. Or the beginning of this year. Torah says, l'gidrach b'yalcha mu min acherim ba'ir nidachas. And it says, l'sovi sovi b'secha ba'evarizor. So the Gemara says, b'secha is machas. We learn from both of those psukim, there are two isurim der aisa when you're nana mevarizor. Right, we said, you're not going to skill up, it's right, right? That's part of the whole story about Tishrei. Neither of those psukim say a word about Achila. Neither Lo Yidba, nor Lo Savi. So what is Tosas draining us a cup and telling us, it's only Chumad Rabbani you can't sit under the Asherah tree. We're really Minotaur, it's okay. What's Tosas draining us a cup and saying, well, the reason why you can't sit under the tree because the shade is nice and pleasant and that's normal. Tosas should have gotten to the punchline quickly, like what they say here, the gathering of Nabi Tzim Achiva, and cut out the beginning part, cut out what they said in Avodah Zarah about Chumras. There's something bothering Tosas here. There's something eating away at Tosas. There's some reason why Tosas is not convinced that the old Gabi Avodah Zarah, Tzim Achiva, is absolute. But it doesn't say Achila by Avodah Zarah. Nowhere does it say Achila by Avodah Zarah. There's something bothering Tosas. So there's some deep, dark secret. Tosas is not convinced that Avodah Zarah is part of the Kilo Kiyam Bas B'Cholof list. They're not sure. And that requires us to understand what was it about Avodah Zarah, the Yisr HaNom of Avodah Zarah, that made Tosas not sure. Hopefully that's from next week. We'll start, it's really in the Ma'amar Kavah, it's really a second sugya, but it's really a continuation of this sugya. Namely, what made them so sure about Kachim, and not so sure about Avodah Zarah. Let's see if we can put it together.